18 to 7, you are with Zingisa Chira and Wandile Mazibuko on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. Now, last month, the Sasol Secunda plant shut down for maintenance of its critical infrastructure and equipment. Now, the theme for that major operation was Own It, and it was based on the petrochemical giant's core value to be accountable. Joining us from Sasol is Vice President of Corporate Affairs, Mashudu Ndo, and she'll be giving us an update on how this major operation went. Welcome, Mashudu, to Rise FM.
Thank you, Zingisa, and good evening, actually, to all the listeners of Rise FM, and obviously to the citizens of Mpumalanga.
Now, Mashudu, the Sasol shutdown, you know, it started on the 23rd of last month. It's come to an end. Could you please just remind us about the Sasol Secunda shutdown and why was it important for us to be able to continue, or why was it important for us to continue with that shutdown?
Thank you, Wandile, and good evening to you also. The shutdown for Sasol Secunda is when we actually stop the operations are in a portion of the plant with the purpose of carrying out our plant maintenance activities. This process normally takes a month. However, I must say that the planning of this, it actually takes 2 years. So it needs to be planned 2 years in advance just to ensure that the whole month can actually be a success. It is, however, interesting, one delay that it is a month ago, how time flies. But then I must say that very excited and very happy and proud of Sasol that with this, at least we are able to ensure our integrity of the plant, because safety is our priority, our number one priority. And we're doing all this, we want to ensure that we can strive for zero harm to our people, our planet, and obviously in the communities where we are operating.
Mm. Now, Mashudu, we can't ignore that COVID-19 did kind of throw a spanner in the works of this year's particular shutdown. How exactly did the pandemic impact this year's shutdown? And how did Sasol use it as an opportunity or turn it into an opportunity?
Indeed, you are right. I remember when we were finalizing the planning for the 2021 shutdown. And everyone was like, we are not sure whether we're going to be able to do it, because in the last year, due to the lockdown, we couldn't do that. But I must say that as much as what the COVID-19 have brought, the challenges which affect, obviously, our economic environment and, obviously, the earning ability to our household, the shutdown brought, obviously, a quite number of business and employment opportunities. That's obviously responding to what COVID-19 have brought, or the challenges have brought to, obviously, to the economic stream. So the shutdown actually assists in actually alleviating some of the challenges which the COVID-19 have brought. So through our service providers, we got additional contractors to supplement our workforces and therefore obviously contribute to the local and national economy. Having a successful shutdown will definitely have a great long-term impact to our environment, to our plant reliability, but obviously to our economic activities within the country, and obviously specifically for the province of Mpumalanga.
Mm. Now, Mashudu, you know, the petrochemical giants obviously shut down, which is Sasol shut down, you know, it attracted thousands of people, especially who participate in this particular site, shutdown. Now, how did you manage to then continue with your task and operations while adhering to COVID-19 regulations?
And so our number one priority was to say that most of the time we usually bring what we call the OCN. So those are our international colleagues who will obviously come in and assist us through the shutdown, especially from the welding and so on perspective. But this year we then said that we are going to look at local. But secondly, which is very critical, was our proactive and preventative approach. And I must say thanks to our partnership with the Mpumalanga government, which assisted us curbing the spread of COVID-19. You will remember in July, we actually launched the mass vaccination program, which that actually assisted us, because then when we were doing that, our target was to say that if we're able at least to vaccinate 21,000 people who will be going through the gates, that will be a bonus for us. But I must say, Zingisa and Wandile, I'm sitting here and so proud as a company that through our gates, through the shutdown program, we're able to see 37,000 people who are vaccinated going through our gates daily for the last 30 days which we had during the shutdown. That obviously that comprised from our Sasol employees, our Sasol service providers, and as well as communities, meaning that the communities, the service provider, and our employees, they've heard our plea that we want to go through this mass vaccination so that we can be able to curb, obviously, the spread of the COVID-19. And I must say that I'm sure everyone was looking into that it is going to be a spreader event. And we must say we were not a super spreader event. You heard that actually what we did, we increased the number of the people who were vaccinated.
Mm. It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Sasol's Vice President of Corporate Affairs, Mashudu Ndo, just giving us an update on how the Sasol Secunda shutdown went. Now, Mashudu, would you say the shutdown was successful? And if so, what would you attribute the success to?
Yes, definitely it was. And I think the core part of this is safety. One, we obviously did well from technical safety perspective, from process safety perspective, but most importantly from the COVID-19. And as I said, I think everyone was actually thinking that this is going to be a super spreader event because you work very close with different people coming from different areas and obviously a number of people involved in this, but I must say that it was not. That was also obviously through the collective planning efforts, dedication of various Sasol teams with coordinated all activities. As I told you, this takes us 2 years to do this. So actually to realize that you need to have collective planning with different teams, obviously discipline to ensure that we can do this. Obviously, working very close with our service providers, our other stakeholders, and support which we receive from our communities. I must say that just a pre-shutdown, we made sure that we are working very close with our stakeholders, we are working very close with our communities so that they can know and understand why we're doing this, and then we can actually do this together. So I must say this year's shutdown is an indication that the relationship we have with our community keep growing from strength to strength. The cooperation and support we receive from our community is truly immeasurable. So I must really give this to our community. This credit goes to our employees, but it's also credit go to our communities and our stakeholders like Department of Health, Home Affairs, all the departments who really work very close with us, Department of Labor and Employment and so on.
Now, Mashudu, in closing, you know, and I think this becomes extremely important, especially for the benefit of us Mpumalanga residents here. Is there a message that you would like to maybe share with us, for everybody that is currently listening to the show?
One, I must say that without the communities, without the stakeholders which I've mentioned, without our employees, without our service providers, the shutdown would not have been a success.
Mm-hmm.
This was obviously due to the team Sasol, team community, team Mpumalanga province and everyone who really got involved in ensuring that the shutdown can be a success. The message which I'm having going forward is to say that all we have plans for the communities, it can be done, but it can be done only through the relationship. If we are working together, the lot which we can achieve within our community, who would have thought that in 2021, Sasol can be able to continue with the shutdown and do that safely and do that very closely with our communities. So I think for me, it's a lesson, not only for Sasol, but to the other corporates out there, that if you work very closely with your community, with your stakeholders, this is what you get. I want to say on behalf of Sasol, I'd like to thank you, to say thank you, Roribuwa, Siya Tokoza, Siya Bonga, Siya Leboha, Siya Kenta, Bayan Danki, to all the community members, to all the stakeholders who have worked with us in ensuring that the 30 days can be a success. The 30 days can be recorded ensuring that the shutdown is a success, but most importantly can be recorded that it is a one event which happened once a year, the event which everyone was actually concerned to say we might have actually the crisis from the COVID-19 perspective. And look at it, we did not have. Mm. It is because of this collaboration and the partnership which we are having with our different stakeholders.
Mm. Mashudu, although I can't say all the things that you've just said now in terms of saying thank you and all the 11 languages there, yeah, what I can say, and I'll leave it there. Open time.
Thank you very much.
I'll never to be tutored by you here, Mashudu, especially on the other languages. But thank you so much, Mashudu, for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure chatting to you. Please, remember, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you very much. And again, it's for the community, with the community, all together with the community.
Thank you so much, Mashudu. That was Sasol's Vice President of Corporate Affairs, Mashudu Ndo, on taking care of business on Rise FM, obviously telling us how the Sasol Secunda plant shutdown went. And according to her, it was a success. It is taking care of business on Rise FM. You are still with Zinkisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibuko.